Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, August 23rd of 2024. Looking ahead here, we have a 14-game MLB main slate this evening, so it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hour channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show here tomorrow on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. But no show yesterday. I was a little sick yesterday, still recovering, but feeling a lot better than I was. So apologies for no shows yesterday, but we are right back at it today. So let's get SaberSim pulled up here. I do have some questions that came in the Discord. We will start with those, and then we will jump over to questions in the live YouTube chat. So Ralph asking if I'm feeling better. Yeah, definitely feeling a lot better than yesterday. So excited to be back. All right, first question. I run my builds and then check back around lock. By then, most lineups are in, so I rerun each build. I'm finding that stacks change, pool, and my exposures, and it's not just teams whose lineups haven't locked. Am I doing something wrong, or is this just from line movement and lineup adjustments? Okay, so good question here. Part of it can be what you're talking about. You know, we are aware of like Vegas lines and things like that. You know, we do use those as inputs into the model. But other parts of it, right, can just be the simulations that you get. So I think people kind of underestimate . So for instance, right, let's just like show this, right? It gets like pretty like mind-boggling sometimes to me when you see like the actual number of sims like available. So let me just pull up my screen. So this is a combination calculator, and basically what you're doing is you're trying to figure out how many ways you can come up, you can combine a certain number of things. So say you wanted to combine, you wanted to say, hey, how many ways are there to get, if I have like A, B, C, D, E, right? How many different combinations of all the letters of two are there, right? So like, think about like A, B, A, C, A, D, A, E, right? You can put that in a combination calculator and it can tell you, hey, if you have, you know, A, B, C, D, E, you can combine it 10 different ways if you're trying to take sets of two. So that's effectively how this combination calculator works, right? And the reason this is important is think about the sims, right? Let's say, for example, you know, we need five game sims, right? And we have our pool of 5,000 lineups. I'm sorry, we have our 5,000 game sims. And every time we run a lineup, we're taking five sims as an example, right? Depending where the sim diversity slider is. But let's just use five, right? So how many ways . Okay, so this alone is an extremely large number because this is basically saying it's taking it to the exponent of 16. So it's taking it to the power of 16 here. I wish I could like display this number, or actually it's displayed right here, right? So the number of different ways that you can get five out of 5,000 is this massive number down here. Okay. Well, if you think about it, that is just one game. And then there are 14 games on the slate. So then now you take this number and you put it to the power of 14, and this number becomes even bigger. So, you know, the amount of combinations there are every time we run a game sim is extremely, extremely high. So it's not uncommon for you to run a build and then run a second build and get different exposures based on just the sims that were sampled alone. Like, this is exactly why users who use SaberSim don't end up with the exact same lineups as even themselves. Like, even when I run two builds, I'm not going to get the same exact lineups. This is why you're not going to run the same lineups and get the same as somebody else using SaberSim. So, like, the amount of combinations is extremely, extremely high, right? So we're taking, you know, five game sims out of 5,000 for Houston, Baltimore, and then the same from Colorado, New York, and then the same from, you know, LA, Toronto, and then you go on and on and on and on and on. So I think that's, you know, probably part of it. Part of it is the minor projection adjustments. Some of it can be the ownership adjustments too. So, you know, when you use SaberSim, it's not like you're going to not see a trend, right? Like, hey, you know, I'm getting Boston as like my highest pool exposure. That's not to say that you still, that Boston will go from, you know, 35% to 5%. You'll probably see some trends where Boston's staying like on the higher end because their players just grayed out so well over enough sims to show up over and over again, but you're not going to get like the same exact things every single time. So this is probably more just kind of explaining like how sim diversity works and, you know, just getting a better understanding of the sim diversity slider so you can understand how it's affecting your builds every time you run it. So that's where I'll leave that question at. All right. Next question. Hi, Andrew. Sometimes when I run a build, I get the message of rules that do not apply. Sorry, do not remember the exact alert, but it asks to continue with deleting filters or keeping. What should I do when that happens? Sounds like you're running into like an alert where your build is failing, right? The only time this happens is like when you do something that the builder does not exactly can't support, right? So like, for instance, in this example, I've gone in here and I've locked two catchers. Well, there's only one catcher position in a lineup. So what's going to happen is the build is going to try to run, but the build is going to realize, hey, I cannot put two catchers in a lineup, and then the build is going to fail. So I intentionally did this so the build would fail, so we would get this message. But effectively what's happening is something you're doing, filters, minimax exposures, locking players, rules, something you're doing is causing the build to fail. So what can you do, right? What I would recommend is turning off your adjustments and setting them one by one. And then you will basically figure out which one of them is causing it to fail. So if I had, you know, five rules, for instance, I would turn them all off. I would run a build with no rules to make sure the build finishes. And then I would put one rule on, run a build. Second rule on, so both are on now, run another build, right? And then you're going to figure out, oh, it was rule four that's causing the build to fail. Why is rule four causing the build to fail? And then you go in and try and figure out what's wrong with the build, with what's wrong with the rule. And then if you have trouble with that, let us know. And, you know, you could always post it in Discord support, send us an email, use the in-app messenger. And if you're like, hey, you know, this rule is causing my build to fail, I can't figure out why, can you guys help me out? And we will help you write the rule as you wanted it, where it will work as expected. So you're probably talking about this could not build lineups where it talks about player pool rules, exposures, et cetera here. So I'm imagining this is what we're referring to. All right. Let's get rid of these locked players so we don't have to deal with any more failed builds. And we'll just open up a new build, make it easy. All right, good stuff so far. Question here from Brian. What is the best tip you can recommend playing MLB DFS? I played lots of MMA and NFL over the years. but fairly new to MLB? Great question. So the best advice I would probably give is go and check out our content on the YouTube channel. You know, this is like the best stuff, I would say, as far as like, hey, you know, like this is probably our most popular video, and I'll just pull it up on screen. So you can go to our YouTube channel, go over to playlists. It's just at SaberSim. And how to beat MLB DFS in 2024. We've done a ton of videos this season. We've done more videos this season than any other season. And where I would start is this Crush MLB DFS Like a Daily Fantasy Baseball Pro. This is a video of Jordan building his lineups on screen where you can follow along. You can see what he's doing. You can try and, you know, take like a model mimic master approach. Like this is, you know, this video is our most popular video on the season. It has more views than any other one of our videos here, but I think this is a solid video. So if you're dabbling in MLB, don't really know where to get started, Jordan lays out a step-by-step process in this video where he does it himself. He can follow along. And then I would check out some of these other videos as well, right? You can work backwards, you know, most recent videos to oldest in the season here. All these videos are going to be really solid. All of them about, looks like a 15 to 30 minute video. So check these out. This is going to be the best place to get tips for building a solid MLB process. All right. Follow up. Do you guys have projections for Xfinity trucks and EPL? We do support Xfinity trucks, NASCAR, Formula One. We do not support soccer at the moment. So our projections for, like, I don't know, you know, trucks is usually on Fridays. I don't know if it is today, but if it is, projections go up after qualifying is over. So once qualifying ends, give us about like an hour, like 60 to 90 minutes for all of our processes to run. And then projections will be up for the slates. So Xfinity trucks, same thing for Xfinity, after qualifying, like 60 to 90 minutes after. And then for soccer, we do not have a soccer model at the moment. And Brian said Xfinity is tonight. I didn't see anything, so it might just not be up yet. I don't know what the schedule looks like. So let's see. It looks like it's in about 3 hours here. And what I would normally recommend, I messed this up. Okay, that looks like it was expected. So I'm just going to do a quick search here. So I would do Xfinity qualifying today. Let's see what the schedule looks like. Just using this source here. So it says Xfinity qualifying is from 3:05 to 4:30 p.m. Eastern time. So it So I'd say by like 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern, our projections will normally be up. So like that's kind of the schedule. So qualifying ends at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, probably like around the same time the show ends here. And then within like 60 to 90 minutes, the projection should be up, which it looks like the race starts at 7. All right, good stuff there. Renegade asked, was the pro plan discontinued? Yes, it was. Right now, we are offering the $97 plan, which we're calling Starter, and the Ultimate plan at $297. All right, Demetrius said, need help with MLB Showdown, please help. Yeah, I mean, one of the best things, Demetrius, honestly, would probably be for me to review your lineups on the Build Review Show. I know that you asked about MLB Showdown a couple, like a week or two ago, and we did a demo on stream here. If you're up for it, what I would do is go into the app. If you're, I think you're RPS sub, but I might be wrong. But if I recall correctly, I think you're sub through RPS. If you're sub through RPS, go to the top right corner, click report a problem, just type in a brief note, say, hey, Andrew asked me to send in a report, and this will give me all the info I need to be able to pull you up on the build review show, going live in about 45 minutes here. If you're sub directly through SaberSim, all I need you to do is go into the office hours channel in our Discord server, drop your DK username, and that will give me what I need to pull you up on stream today. So if you're up for it, I'd be happy to pull up your MLB Showdown builds and give you some insight into things I think you can adjust, any feedback, etc. here. Also, if you're going to use a reporter problem, include your DK username. That would be super helpful as well. So that is the best help I can offer, is pulling your builds up on stream and walking through them and saying, I would do this differently, I like this, I don't like that, etc. here. So that's what I'd recommend. Renegade asks, if I switch over to the ultimate plan, what's a good starting bankroll to ensure I'm breaking even? So part of this depends on how often you're playing, right? So like, let's say that, you know, you only play NFL, right? Well, and you only play Sundays, you know, you might be playing 4 or 5 days a month, right? But if you're playing MLB, you might be playing every single day. So part of the question comes down to how much action are you getting in a calendar month? And I think that some numbers that get thrown around in like the DFS industry is good ROIs are somewhere within like the 10 to 30% range. And if, you know, you are able to achieve that, you can kind of like figure out like, okay, hey, if I want to break even on $300 a month and, you know, I need to attain a 10% ROI to do that, that means that I need to be playing on average $3,000 in action a month. And then if I'm playing every day, then I need to be playing X dollars a day. And then if I'm playing X dollars a day, I need to have Y bankroll, right? So you can kind of reverse engineer to achieve a goal, right? So that's what I would basically do, is that exact process, is okay, you know, $300, you know, let's say my goal is to make 10% ROI and just go through that process, figuring out how many days a week are you playing, how much action you need, and then figure out what your bankroll needs to be on the other side. So that would be what I would do. All right. Let's check out the Discord. Not seeing anything here. Looks like we're all caught up in the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in today. Again, apologies for no show yesterday. But aside from that, I'm looking forward to the build review show in about 40 minutes here. We'll get that kicked up. Got 2 people signed up for today. So if anybody else wants to join the list, drop your DK username in the office hours channel and Discord. And I'll see you all in about 40 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.